we've talked about a lot of times is the defense now is significantly deeper up front, you know, I think with good players, you know, so be able to play in waves. And that should serve us well. Should serve us well as time passes. The injuries to the linebacker core, you know, really depleted them. It allowed for some younger players to get a lot of playing experience, and that should bode well for the future also. And it's kind of the same thing has happened in the secondary. You know, really depleted it, and a lot of guys have played. And I think that should help also as we move forward. So the bad news is that not nearly as many wins as obviously you want to have in a season. And I guess the good news is it's a young team that's got some talented players and should just get better.
For 2 years now, Heckard and you and the scouts have been drafting and adding players for a 4-3 defense. As you see the roster on defense right now, would it be difficult to go back to a 3-4?
I don't know. I had never really thought about that. I think that our tackles certainly could play the nose. Some of them could play defensive end. Certainly Billy Wing could play defensive end easily, I think, in a 3-4 scheme. He's a talented player, can play either tackle or defensive end. Jabal's a player, you know. So I don't know. I don't know that it would be difficult or not. I'd have to think about it some more, but some good players.
You seem too big at this point.
I would never put anything past Jabal. Jabal's really a good player and a very good athlete, so I suspect that he probably could. No. You know, things happen. Things happen on the field. You got to play with the players that you have, you know, and got to perform. So I got to do a better job of getting them ready and making better calls, get them in better position to make plays.
I like those two touchdown passes Manning threw us. You know, I mean, what could Sheldon Brown have done differently? It looked to
just
me like he was
get the ball out, you know. That's the whole thing, you know. At the end of the day, it's, yeah, he had terrific position, terrific coverage, but you just got to get the ball out. And the ball was thrown, obviously, the ball was thrown very well. And the receiver is a very good player also, so it ends up, that's what it comes down to, you know. Got to make, I got to give them a better call, and then they got to make plays.
I think these last 2 weeks, is it more the quality of opponent has gone way up with Washington and Denver, or have you guys fallen off on your playing the last 2 weeks?
You know, I don't know that we certainly haven't fallen off in any effort area. I don't know. We just got beat, you know. Those other guys are pretty good. Any Sunday you go out there, we've got a chance to win, and then they certainly have a chance to win. And, you know, you got to tip your – I have to tip my hat to them. They did a better job and beat us.
Dick, did you think the hit that knocked Shelma was dirty, the stoke we come across?
I don't know that it's dirty. I mean, it's clearly a planned play. It's a pick, and every offense runs them. And they just, you know, they had that collision. Sheldon's trying to trail his to avoid it. Their team, like most offenses, they run a lot of pick plays. We play a lot of man coverage, so we get a lot of pick plays. And, you know, they definitely picked him. I mean, just knocked him right down. So.
You know that he lunged into him? A pick is one thing to rub a guy off, but it seemed as though he...
Well, they'll lean in. I mean, offenses do it all the time. They're trying to knock you off the coverage, you know. Now they'll try to make it look, they'll try to be good actors, you know, and I would guess that he just misjudged. I don't know that player personally. I mean, he's played in the league a long time. He does not have any reputation like that. So I would doubt that he was, I mean, he certainly wasn't trying to hurt anybody. Things happen on the field, and they happen fast, you know. It's not like you have a lot of time to think about those things, whether you're a defender or an offensive player. People are sprinting full speed at each other.
Why do you think you guys this season have have made more plays as far as sacks and turnovers. That I know it was a little bit of an emphasis in the summer.
Don't. So many things you look at after a year or through a year and try to figure out why they happened and what you did differently. Generally, I've kind of found that things just happen. You prepare the same way. Your off season's the same. Your training programs, everything's the same. Some years you stay really healthy. Other years you don't. Some years the ball bounces your way. Other years it doesn't. I think it's probably, like they always say, it's probably very much like life. Sometimes the ball bounces up to you and sometimes it bounces away.
Few players, or several if you have them, who have made big jumps from what they were in the summer to what they are now?
The players that we've mentioned before, and they'll all be younger players, certainly Craig Robertson has really played well. He's, started in our sub package almost all year. He's had an opportunity to play and performed well. So talking about making a jump from an undrafted guy, into a starting role, Tashawn, another undrafted player. Johnson Batamosi, another really guys that have come kind of from filling out your roster, and certainly you got to say that our personnel department did a good job of finding them, because they turned out to be very good players, and were undrafted guys. So. I would say those people, certainly.
And Hag at the safety positions this week, one play one and one play the other throughout the game? Could they switch around a little bit?
They will switch a little bit just because offenses can formation you to – the safeties have to know both spots. But generally, Eric will play the strong and Tashawn will play the free safety.
Take it to the next level? Is an elite pass rusher top of that list? Coming off seeing Von Miller and the number of sacks he has, you don't really have anybody who's got that many sacks.
No, I haven't really sat down and thought about that, and I probably won't till the season ends and we start working on the draft. So I guess I'll just back away from that.
What do you know about Ismaili Kitchen coming into this season, and what do you know about him now, and how do you feel like he's kind of maybe set himself up for some future success in the NFL?
Well, we didn't when he became available. Clearly, we looked at him. We had looked at him as a free agent and liked him. So we were moving towards him, let's say, after last year's draft. And then when he became available to us from Baltimore, we knew a little bit about him, and our personnel department knew a good deal about him. And we like big, stout people inside, and that's what he is. He's a tough guy. He can hold the point against a double team. He can he can play his gap and control it. He's a good guy. He fits our room well. He's a good teammate, So I do think he's another one of those younger guys that's going to contribute in the future and be a steady player, Maybe work into a starting role, but at the very least be a 20, let's say 15 to 30 snap a game player.
I mean, do you kind of go into coming days and weeks that you'll be a part of it next year, or how do you look at that?
Really, the future for us is just weekly. You go to the next game, so we just keep preparing. So we'll prepare for Pittsburgh and go there and play our game, and then whatever happens will happen. Without me worrying about it. So.
What kind of a difference would Gokong have made for you this year, and I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
What would he have brought to your defense?
Hard to tell. You never know how a season's going to work out. But Chris, as a player and a leader and a tough guy, is a really good football player. He's been a good football player. Everywhere he's been, you all know him. He's a terrific person. So he always brings something to the room and to the team and to the entire defense. So you definitely miss him. Definitely missed him in terms of leadership. He and DeQuell and Scott had a terrific relationship on the field, a real communication. There weren't a lot of communication breakdowns between those three. It was too bad. It was too bad for him and for us.
Back on Mike's question, is that how do you train yourself to not worry about the future?
I don't know. I don't. I wouldn't say I don't worry about the future. So I guess I don't train myself. I guess I would say I don't overly worry about the future. And I think that probably like all of us, or like most people I know, my mom used to talk about it a great deal. I'll say that, She always thought worry was not worth the effort, quite frankly, because there's not a whole lot you can do about certain things, Worry about the things you can control and forget those you can't. So there you go.
Hypothetical, speculative, but what would this defense have been? There are years when your team stays relatively healthy. This, of course, hasn't been one of those years. But had your team been relatively healthy and not had Hayden's situation and Taylor's situation and Gokong's situation, et cetera, how strong a defense do you suppose this would have been if it had been one of those healthy years?
I don't know. It's just so hard to tell. It's always really hard to tell and predict anything that's going to happen. That's probably why... That is why sports is so attractive to a lot of us, and because you never know what's going to happen. You just prepare and do the best you can, and as a player, you play as hard as you possibly can, and then you let it all go, and go on to the next one. And the beauty of it is, generally, there's a next one, and then sometime there's not. You deal with that when it comes.
Talk about him as a, you talked about him as a possible full-time player someday. Obviously, he would need to establish himself more in passing situations, pass rushing, and so forth. Is that kind of where he's at in terms of the next step? Is he needs to kind of establish himself in that area?
Well, you hate to put anybody in a pigeonhole, but I don't know that he's ever going to be a great pass rusher. Okay. He's going to be a powerful man, so he could push the pocket. He can certainly push the pocket, and if he gets on the edge of a defender, he can beat him. He can definitely beat him. But he's not, he's not a small defensive tackle. He's not a three technique up the field pass rusher. He'll be a bull rusher and then move off the power rush, and I think he'll be good at it. I really like him. I like the man. He's a hard worker. He's a quiet guy, and he's a tough guy. So he has all the things it'll take to be a defensive lineman in this league, and play, if not in a starting role. And really, even in a starting role now, you're not talking about playing every snap. There aren't many people that play every snap. It's hard to do that. But really good guy. He's got a chance to be a good player and play in the league for a long time and contribute. I really believe that. And he's got a great name. That's a great name. So.